Hey everybody, have you ever wondered what the heck is an SEO audit? Have you received those emails? You probably have if you have a website from companies promising to do an SEO audit for you. What's included? What does it mean? And do you need one? Well, that's what we're going to unpack today on this broadcast from Traffic Keys. And we here at Traffic Keys, we exist for one reason and one reason only, which is to help you learn the principles of organic traffic. That's right, driving traffic to your website organically. I'm Atiba, and this is a major, major question because SEO audits are actually really, really important. And they're important because what an audit does is it gives you a snapshot of this moment in time of all of the things that are going on your website from an SEO perspective. Now, I said they were really important. So does that mean that you should run out and find that email from one of those 50 companies that have emailed you in the last 3 days promising to do an SEO audit and fix all of your problems on your website for a low monthly fee of $2.99 a month? No, that is not at all what I'm saying to you. What I am going to say to you is this. Number one, not every SEO audit is the same. They're not all created equal. Okay. Number two, I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth here for a moment. You should not hire an SEO agency. You should not hire an SEO agency. And you absolutely must hire an SEO agency. Yeah, well, I did warn you. I was going to talk out of both sides of my mouth. You see, you should not hire an SEO agency until you know exactly what it is that you need, okay? Until you have an understanding of what you need and you can communicate that and make sure that they're giving you back exactly what you need. On the flip side, you should hire them once you know exactly what you need and can communicate that. Let me give you an example. So obviously, you guys know, I'm in the SEO space. That's what I do. I run an agency and I too get all of those emails. I get it bombarded with all of those emails about, hey, your site speed or this or that or the other. And a while ago I got an email about my website speed. And oh my gosh, I was not ranking well in Google because of my website performance. And this company offered to do a full audit of my website, tell me what was wrong, and help me rank better in Google. Well, I was bored that day. And so I decided to look a little deeper into what they were doing and what they were saying and investigate a little bit more because the site that they were talking about, number one, was ranking really well. And number two, the performance was really good. So I knew they were lying, but I wanted to see how they were going to craft some truth into this lie. And guys, guess what happened? When I dug in to it all, they were telling me that my website was performing poorly in China for people searching in Google.China. Now, this particular website and this particular product was US-based and had no traffic coming from China, never planned. My personas were never in China. Okay, remember we talked about personas. You got to know who your audience is. My audience for this product was never going to be in China. But they're telling me that on Google.cn, that's the Chinese Google website, I am way down in the rankings and I need to fix that and I need to pay them a bunch of money. Now, were they right? Yeah, they didn't lie. They may have hid the truth a little, but they really didn't lie. But would it have helped me any? No. And that's why I tell you, okay, you don't hire an SEO agency until you have an understanding of what it is that you need. And that is exactly what we're trying to do here for you at Traffic Keys. Okay, I'm trying to teach you. I'm trying to give you everything that I've had stored up and that I've learned in my brain over time, trying to help you understand a lot of that. so that when you are ready to hire an agency, you know that number one, what you need, and number two, that this agency will be able to do what you want. And they're not just pulling the wool over your eyes. So, all that being said, what I want to do today is I want to jump into, because it is Tech Tuesday, okay? And I want to jump into an actual SEO audit. Now, full disclosure, this is a very simple SEO audit, because remember I told you, they're not all created equal. They're not all created equal, all right? This one here is a very, very basic SEO audit that checks very surface issues of SEO on your website. This is not one that we would provide for a fee to our clients usually. Our SEO audits with the agency actually started about $800 and range up to about $1,200, $1,300 depending on the size of your website and whether you're e-commerce or not, et cetera, et cetera. So this one is very, very basic. However, for where you are today, this is a great starting place for you. Because even within this, you'll see there's a ton of information. So I'm going to jump in now. I'm going to share my screen with you here. All right, here we go. All right, so this is an audit here. And guys, y'all going to see. I got to put on my reading glasses because, you know, brother getting a little bit old, right? So I got to put on my glasses so I can see the screen. There we go. And these are the glasses of my it's funny, whenever I wear these, my mother hates these. It's so hysterical, but that's a whole nother topic. All right. So as I said, this is a basic SEO audit. I actually did run this audit on one of my clients. I want to kind of give you a sense here. All right. So it's coming in and it's going to give you, in an SEO audit, typically there's going to be a grade. All right. Some audits rank you on from 0 to 100. Some audits rank you on a grading system, A, B, C, D, E, F, et cetera. Every audit is slightly different. Okay. So here, my overall grade for this website is an A minus. All right. Now, as we scroll down here just a touch, we'll see that it starts to break down what each of the categories that it's looking at. So the first one that's here is on-page SEO. Now, I'm going to step back for a moment and say, there are, just like we have three keys to traffic that we teach you here at Traffic Keys, and I always tell you, inside each of those keys, we have different frameworks, right? Well, there are three major parts of SEO, three. The first one is on-page SEO. The second is off-page SEO, and the third is technical SEO. And over time, we're going to break down each one of these and what they all mean, okay? But I'm just going to kind of give you a high level today on those. So on-page SEO are the things that actually exist on your page, what people can see on your website. That's your on-page SEO. So that's your title of the page, that's the font, okay, that's the images, etc. Those are all on-page SEO types of things. Then you have off-page SEO, okay? And off-page SEO, the easiest way to think of off-page SEO is who's talking about you. That's your off-page SEO. So when Google started, and this is a thing to understand, when Google started way, way, way back in 1996, 1997, the thing that they decided was going to be the differentiator between their search engine and other search engines was literally a popularity contest. And that popularity contest is how many other websites in the world link to your website for some reason or the other. And then they went even further and say, how many high-quality websites link to yours? Because it's kind of like this. It's a popularity contest. If Oprah mentions you, it means you must be special, right? Well, not necessarily, but that's the way the search engine kind of looks at it. So the more sites that they consider of value that link to your website in your industry, okay, the better your off-page SEO. You may also hear of this called backlinks. That's what a backlink is. A backlink is when another website links back to your website or any page on your website anywhere. Okay, so the second thing we see on the screen here that's measured in this report is your links, or are your links. I think that's grammatical. Who knows? Grammar is not my thing. Okay, the third now starts to get into some of the technical SEO the third and the fourth on here, get into the technical SEO. And the technical SEO is not what you see on the page. It's not who's linking to you. It's all the stuff that happens behind the scenes that actually makes the website work. And Google cares a ton about what happens behind the scenes and how your website works because it affects the user experience. And that's one of the things that Google cares a ton about. Are users having a great experience on your website? For example, does your website take forever to load? That's not a good user experience. Okay. When someone loads your website, do you have things that ads or things that pop up and distract people? That's not good user experience. So there are tons of factors. I mean, when I say tons, I'm literally talking like hundreds of thousands of factors in the technical and user experience type of metrics that Google tracks. They break them down here into two big ones. Usability, again, user experience, right? And that is not just on desktop, but also on mobile and also on tablet is what we're measuring usability. Because you and I have both been to websites where you go to it on your desktop and then you go to it on the mobile and it's almost two different sites, right? There are things you cannot do on the mobile that you can do on the desktop. Guess what? Google's going to penalize your site for that. Google does not like that. That is a technical problem that Google's going to penalize your site for. So the next two on here are usability and then performance. And performance gets a lot into speed and a lot of other factors with performance. To the point that it is, I think today is what, the 4th of May? Yes, it's the 4th of May because tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. We know that. But today is the 4th of May and Google is releasing one of its biggest algorithm updates for Core Web Vitals, which is a really fancy word of saying where we found a bunch of new ways to test the performance of your website. And that's about to roll out. It's rolling out right now, and a lot of SEOs are losing their mind. And if you don't believe me, go type in Core Web Vitals and read and see how many people in the world are freaking out because Google says that if you don't pass Core Web Vitals, we're going to lower your rankings. We'll cover that much, much later. Core Web Vitals, guys, honestly, this, what I'm teaching you right here, if you're looking at it as college courses, this is like a 101, maybe a 102 course. Core Web Vitals, that's like second year master's degree type of stuff, okay? So we'll get to that, but don't worry about that just yet. You don't need to freak out about that just yet, okay? So performance, and then lastly, social. Social is important to your SEO because it is one of the links that really helps prove that you are who you say you are and that you have value because Google does check and see who is talking about you. Again, getting back to some of the off-page stuff, right? Who is talking about you on social? Is your stuff being shared on Instagram or Facebook or comments and so on and so forth? They do loosely track that information, okay? They've been threatening for years that it's going to become more and more and more prevalent and more and more and more important. And every year it becomes a little bit more important. And one of these days, they're probably going to make it super, super important. So for this basic SEO report, guys, those are five categories, okay, that this report kind of goes through. All right. And those five categories break down and give you a ton of information. And I'm going to just kind of scroll because this is part one and we're going to be coming back. I'm scrolling the wrong way. You see, this report here comes in. We talk about your your on-page SEO, as we talked about. There is a little problem here to fix, and you'll see. So this is a good SEO report. Will only tell you what was wrong, but it will tell you what needs to be fixed. So here it's saying that my meta description for this website should be between 70 and 320 characters, and this one is 342. In other words, lose 22 characters. That's what it's telling me. Okay, body content, and it goes on. Over the weekend, last weekend, if you saw that video, if you haven't, go back and look at it when we started talking about doing keyword research. And I said, what one of the questions that you have to learn the answer to is, what does Google think of your website? What keywords does Google associate with your website? Well, here in this basic SEO review, it actually is telling us. It gives us a little bit of information here, okay? And it goes on and on for several pages. So, guys, my point here to you is simply this. We're going to spend time delving into this and teaching you more about what each of those metrics mean, what this report really says, and how you can and should read an SEO report, okay? So, we're going to do that over the next few today's Tuesday. Over the next few Tuesdays, we're going to come back to this exact same report, dive in. So I'm here. I want your questions. I want to know what you think. If you've ever had an SEO audit done before, feel free to share it. Or if you have questions, ask them. This is what we're going to be going to, because I want you to get this basic understanding of an SEO report. All right, guys, it is Taco Tuesday, so it is time for me to get out of here. My daughter's actually waiting for me, and we're on our way to get some tacos. So I will see you guys soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.